Okay, chapter 12, the triangle, part 2, the sliding scale. The sliding scale. You know, I'm old. I don't like it. I mean, I don't like the fact that I'm old. I'm doing more things than I ever did in my life. And I think about, you know, people, these chapters, they 12, you know, they change every year. You know, this is chapter 12, you know, 2022. And that's because people expect more out of me. And I expect more out of me because I've been here longer. I got more experience. You expect to hear what's the latest. You don't expect to hear chapter 12, the triangle, you know, 1991. Although it's pretty good, it's not 2022. When I play the piano in church and I step up there on the stage, they're like, wow, you know, that guy's probably really good. He's old, right? I feel that. I feel like I got to come through, man. I feel like God's had me here for a while. I got to come through. I got to play well. And when I don't play well, I don't like it. I don't like it. Like when I'm having a day, I'm struggling or I make a mistake or something. I don't give myself any margin for error. I don't say, hey, I'm only human. I don't like that phrase. I'm made in the image of God. So says the word. So when I get up there to play, I want to play well. I practice all the time. I want to play well. But you would think at this age, you know, I just got it down. I just sit down and play. No. Man, to be ready to play that Wednesday midweek Bible study, that Sunday morning, I got to know what I'm doing. And I'm worship leader. I got to have the band in order. I got to get everybody in order. I got to get everybody practiced up before I even get to me. But man, I better practice. And I play, and I tell myself all the time, you know, for your age, you ought to be able to play better than this. And then I hear some people play, and I'm like, wow, they're so awesome. They're so awesome. Well, I got to use what God gives me, and I got to give it my best. And this chapter 12 is how I have to do that in all areas of my life. And I hope that you can dig it. It is the hardest chapter. Chapter 12, the triangle, part 2. This is part 2. Part 1 was the triangle. Part 2 is the sliding scale. Chapter 12, the triangle, part 2, the sliding scale, 2022. The sliding scale, a measurement of the triangle. The sliding scale is a graph, plain and simple. Now, you know, when I record, I got to make sure that the thing is working right. And you can bet that I'm doing that right now because this stuff I couldn't do twice in one day. I couldn't, like, record this. It's happening right now in the moment. So those of you that miss, I promise you what happens right here, it happens right here. And the Holy Spirit is right here. The Holy Spirit isn't scheduled for 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 5 o'clock. The Holy Spirit is here right now. I'm not scheduling him to show up. I'm here. I have to show up. Remember that. I have to show up. The sliding scale, a measurement of the triangle. I got to show up. The sliding scale is a graph, plain and simple, as I've said. On the bottom line of the graph, there are 5 measurement lines that start at 0. Up is 0 to plus 10. Down is 0 to minus 10. There are 5 areas of measurement: mind, body, spirit, business, and family. Mind, body, spirit, business, and family. The idea is to stay above the line. To go below 0 and into the negative is a recipe for failure. Figure it like this. If you're working a plus 10 in your business and a minus 10 in your family, plus 10 in business, minus 10 in your family, draw a line from the top plus 10 to the bottom minus 10. That line will look like a slide on a playground, right? That line from the top to the bottom. Well, it is. It's exactly a slide. And it represents how fast you will slide down the scale into catastrophic failure. Long story short, in this example, if the family fails, all things fail. If the body fails, same thing. If the spirit fails, why bother? I'd simply quit caring. Same with the mind. If any area of the scale is in the negative, I will fail. That one area will draw me down, no matter how proficient the other areas may be. How severe will I fail? I can't measure that. I mean, who would want to? I don't want to fail, but I can't measure how badly I fail. However, fail is fail, right? Fail is fail. What I can measure is the angle or slope of the graph. The more in the negative of any area, the steeper the slide itself, more severe, faster. The less of an angle, the slower the failure rate, more time to adjust the positive, more time to adjust to the positive and get that area under control and back up above 0. without adjustment when any area is below zero. Failure in all areas is imminent. Now, what do we mean? I mean, think about it. A graph. It's just a graph, a line from top to bottom. But that line could go through zero. It could go from the top of whatever area, like workout. People work out like crazy sometimes. Well, it might be to the exclusion of your business. So if your business is below the line, below zero, like you got a negative five on zero and a plus 10 on working out, you're still going to fail in all areas. And ultimately, you'll fail at working out too. You'll fail at everything. All these sides of your life have to be tended to. Now, if you can't figure out what the graph is, people say, I couldn't get the graph in my head. Yeah, you can. Stop being a donut head. It makes sense. There are five areas in this sliding scale. Mind, body, spirit, business, and family. You got to tend to all of them and keep everything above the zero, even if it's a little bit. Like I said, plus one in one area is at least above the zero line. And although it's not great, it's not catastrophic. It's very challenging. But for those who are given much, we say it all the time, much is required. And you have been given much. I have been given much. Much is required, as we say. In His grace, I can do it. And so can you. I can do it. So can you if you work at it consistently. Work the triangle, discover the truth, and how to keep clarity and true purpose in your life. Measure your efforts daily with the sliding scale. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I call it 2-degree adjustments, like a compass heading, making small adjustments into my path, discovering a true north, so to speak, right? The correct way, the correct path, a righteous walk. Slight adjustments. On a real compass in an airplane, if your compass is broken, you can end up out of fuel and in big trouble somewhere, right? No place to land, but you're coming down because you got no fuel. Same with life, right? Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's recap. The triangle has five sides. Three of them I can do. Mind, body, spirit. Read up on it in part one of this chapter, right? I can do those. The fourth and fifth sides are pretty hard to achieve without a balanced life, knowledge, and wisdom. So I can do mind, body, and spirit. I can work on me. And God can impart knowledge and wisdom. If I'm paying attention, I got myself in order, right? But it's much more challenging for God to do any awesome destiny work with me when I'm out of whack on the framework of the three sides, right? The framework. It's my example. Framework. It's like it holds the lens of knowledge and wisdom. It holds the fourth and fifth side so I can focus better on the truth. Discernment with a capital D. I can see things better. You might say, hey, Patrick, there's five things on the sliding scale. There's five things on the sliding scale, too, but they're different than the triangle. I don't get it. That's true. So let's clarify that. Mind, body, spirit, knowledge, and wisdom are in the example of the triangle. Five sides. Mind, body, spirit, knowledge, and wisdom, front and back of the triangle, are in the example of the triangle. On the scale, mind, body, spirit, family, and business are the five areas listed on the scale. Four and five are different in each example. What's that all about, Pat? Well, kids, I'll tell you. Business and family are realized only in knowledge and wisdom. They're only realized complete and secure when you have the knowledge and wisdom to maintain them. Family and business, they're tough. There's a lot of dynamics there. You have to be close to God to make them work right. Sides four and five of the triangle are required to succeed. To keep success, I tell you all the time, you make a lot of money, you just have trouble keeping it. Well, with four and five, knowledge and wisdom, it's easier. And it's also easier to keep a family and a business together on the scale with the knowledge and wisdom of God. So the triangle gives you the idea, the concept of knowledge and wisdom in order to take care of your business and family. You can't tend to it without God. If you truly care about your family, you'll take care of your business and vice versa. No way can I do that without God. You see it all the time in Hollywood. People divorce and get together. Everything without God, you know, they make a lot of money and they still divorce. And there's all over the world, you know, people, a lot of money, and wives and husbands and bad stuff. Without God, you can't keep a family together or a business. I'll stray from the truth and blow all of it to pieces. I got to have the original three sides of the triangle. If they're not in order, knowledge and wisdom, they're just not going to happen, man. I.e., business and family are 100% at risk. I tell myself every day, stay in order, Patrick. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Eat, rest, and study wisely. You see, folks, the ear gate, the eye gate, they are truly gates. Guard them, keep them in check. Where you look, what you see, what you listen, and what you hear, what you decide to pay attention to, I'm telling you, without God, I find it tremendously challenging to behave myself in this world, right? Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The word is from the mind of God, right? The word of God, the mouth of God, the breath of God. How do we know when I'm out of whack? Well, the yield. Let's use a cattle ranch as an example. A rancher knows when the fence has been breached, right? Broken or smashed, and he knows there's a predator to blame. Not only does the rancher need to repair the fence, he has to find the predator and get it out, or the herd is at risk. Same with every part of your life. If I'm not working the triangle, the fences will be down in that area, and a predator may well be causing chaos. I call that point of entry the demon footprint. I know where it got in. I got to fix it. The yield from such a situation is like the air in a tire. No matter how much you pump it up, the air leaks out anyway. So we got to tend to the I got to tend to the triangle, and I got to measure myself with the scale. Ride the fence line, kids. Ride the fence lines. Protect and guard the perimeter of your life. Work courageously out in the fields of the Lord. Can I say that again? Tend to it, man. Ride the fence lines. The perimeter of your life. Be courageous out there in the fields of the Lord, right? He's given you so much. Give it back. Give it back. Tend wisely with people, places, and things that the Lord has given you. There's a lot of things he's put in your life, people, places, and things. Tend to them wisely. Listen to good counsel. Manage yourself. You know, there's a thing that gets in the way of all of us. For a long time, I didn't have a name for it. There's a little something. I mean, a lot of things get in the way, but there's one of my favorites here, right? And I say to you, beware of this behavior in yourselves and in others. I call it the deaf lesson, because apparently in this lesson, I've lost my hearing, or someone I'm talking to isn't listening. Here's the example. I tell the teacher I have a problem. The teacher tells me the solution. I don't like the solution, so I restate the problem. Now, you can see the cycle here. So again, I tell the teacher I have a problem. The teacher tells me the solution. I don't like the solution, so I restate the problem. I tell the teacher I have a problem. The teacher tells me the solution. I don't like the solution, so I restate the problem. And the cycle continues ad nauseum. A waste of time in myself and anybody deploying such a dead-end conversation. However, in the balance of the triangle, mind, body, and spirit, if I'm working the sides of the triangle, the deaf lesson doesn't last long. It is revealed quicker, as is many other challenges that arise in one's day, life, or moment. The triangle reveals things to you quicker, so you don't waste any time. Obedience and correctness, it's challenging, right? It is so challenging. When you really become a Christian and understand and start studying, it is hard. Disobedience and incorrect living is a dead end. And the devil knows it, man. If he can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. And time is the commodity, isn't it? You can't get it back when you lose it. And you have no idea how much you have left. Might be years, might be a few minutes. Nobody knows. Clearly, measuring me and my chores is a good idea. Without it, I'm in charge, right? That's scary. My perception of how well I'm doing is not accurate. And it's dangerous to myself and all that I am responsible to. As captured by the 19th century British politician Lord Acton, absolute power corrupts absolutely. when I'm in charge and I don't have anybody to answer to, bad day. We see it in our world right now. Without correct checks and balances, all people are foolish. Common sense is not so common, and stupid is really, really expensive. So again, I say, without correct checks and balances, all people are foolish. If I don't look at that graph every day, mind, body, spirit, knowledge, wisdom. If I don't look at that graph every day, mind, body, spirit, family, business. If I don't look at it, write it down, look at it, feel it, measure it. What am I doing? Where have I been? Where do I need to tend to? If I don't do that, common sense is not so common. And stupid is really, really expensive. Hey, here's a good one. What's the opposite of failing to measure one's incorrect self? What's the opposite of failing to measure one's incorrect self? You got to think about that for a second. What did he just say? What's the opposite of failing to measure one's incorrect self? Well, it's the obvious, of course. Correct measurement. What's the opposite of not measuring is measuring, right? Correct measurement. And what would that lead to? What could that lead to? I'll tell you what. Revival. What's a revival? It could lead to a revival in you every day, every minute. Can you have a revival every month, or would you be exhausted? You can have one every minute. What's revival? Restoration to life, consciousness, vigor, strength, awakening, the act of waking from sleep, a recognition, realization, or coming into awareness of something. Well, that sounds better than being an idiot, doesn't it? That sounds cool. Let's recap. The sliding scale, a measurement of the five sides of the triangle. How to accurately work all important areas of your life. Those who are strong in heart learn from their mistakes and continue on a path of enlightenment. What's enlightenment? Correct living, duh. Correct living. Well, how do I do that every day? We have a book. I got to read that book every day. You expect more out of me because I've made it here. I didn't just get old. I survived, my brothers and sisters. I survived. Why do you think they call it elders? They survived. They survived. They learned that God is God early enough to survive. Those who choose arrogance move on and waste valuable resources on foolish whims. They move on. They move on where? You know what? I think I'll even take move on out of that. Those who choose arrogance waste valuable resources on foolish whims. There's no even move on. They stay still, I think. I was thinking you might move on away from God. Don't they just sit in their own nonsense? Haughty. Isn't that a cool word? Haughty and pompous personality quirks quickly return without God. Insolvency is the yield, personally and in your business. Insolvency. Insolvent waters. Things that you're writing checks. You've heard that thing. You're writing checks your body can't keep. You're writing checks you can't keep. You're writing checks you can't afford. You're negative, right, in your life. Negative. It's a sliding scale. Keep yourself in order, or bad behavior will overcome you. It will. All of us. Simply put, a bad attitude, get this, now you're going to dig this. A bad attitude derives pleasure from engaging itself and feels quite superior in doing so. Isn't that great? A bad attitude derives pleasure from engaging itself and feels quite superior in doing so. Oh, wow, is that stupid personified, right? Until, of course, your luck runs out, right? Until my luck runs out when I'm being an idiot. The gospel is real. It's real. And is God's mind for all of us to engage? The gospel is real and is God's mind. It's God's mind for all of us to engage. Galatians 1, 11, 2. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Whoa. Do I have to say any more? God gave it to us. Bob, Ralph, Fred, he didn't give it to us. Mona, God gave it to us. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. That is the Apostle Paul preaching. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Come on. Amen. Come on. Chapter 12, part 1, the triangle, part 2, the sliding scale. This chapter is the hardest of all. Used diligently, it is a daily reprieve from the sneaky, unconscionable behavior that will surely be the ruin of each and every one of us, either in ourselves or in others around us. To fight it, there must be a constant vigil. Constant vigil. A light shining in me at all times to uncover what is black and disgusting and despicable. This is the flashlight, kids, in the darkness to help me find my way back to the Word. To fight it, there, it's a constant vigil. A light shining inside of me at all times, inside of me at all times to uncover what is black and disgusting and despicable. How do I do all things? Do I do my best? Now, at the moment on this recording, we'll probably not hear it, but right now there's a lot of chatter, and I'm coming up to a big finish here, so check your phones. It's a lot of chatter, a lot of movement or something. Check them. Stand still for a minute. I'm almost done. A light shining inside of me at all times to uncover what is black and disgusting and despicable. I promise you right now, it's not America that's coming apart. America, like the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. America is inside of you. God made America. Jesus Christ, we are built on the precepts of Jesus Christ. America and Jesus Christ is inside of you. Everything else is on the outside of you, hammering at us. But the America that God made is in millions of people here. America is inside of you. American is inside of you. God made that. When you go back to the original founding fathers, they made this on the precepts, on the Bible, on the word of Jesus Christ, on the word of God, on the Bible. And we have survived, I don't know how many hundreds of years, the only country in the world built by the Lord. Come on, bring it home. It's inside of you. Nobody's going to be able to take us until God takes us. God made this place. No man comes against. Scripture tells us you don't come against God's, you don't come against God's kids. So I say to you today, do you want to do your best? Yes, I want to do my best. Yes, I want to do my best. I want to do a constant vigil. How can I do that? Do I do my best? How do I shine a light on what's disgusting and despicable inside of me? How do I do that? How do I do my best? Well, I do my best anyway, but my best will not be good enough. It will not. I need to do better than my best. To do all of this, to cover all sides of the triangle, to measure everything on the sliding scale, I need to compress time. There's not enough time to do it. I need to change the very science of time and space, it would seem. I need to change quantum physics. My best isn't good enough to do all that. I would need to compress time somehow. Maybe even add a day to the week, and that's not possible. Or is it? Or is it? It is possible. It is possible to do better than my best. Yes, it is. This is truth. I can do better than my best, and I can get it all done. How? Ask him, my friends. Ask him every day and every minute, and you will succeed the impossible list every day. Compressing time is doing better than my best. How do I do that? Ride the fence lines, my friends. Ride the fence lines of your life. Protect your life. However, always, always, as a rancher, following all the fence lines in your life, riding that horse every night, every morning, riding those fence lines, protecting what God has given you, measuring, making sure of, caretaker of all those things, caretaker given to you, but all those gifts, ride the fence lines, ride the perimeter, protect against the enemy. But always, always, always ride with the King. capital K. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen, amen. John, shall we go?